This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being patient with your child who happens to be a teenager. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, it's such an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about being patient with a child who is a teenager. Now, yes, alhamdulillah, we have realized that it is important to have the perspective of an Islamic lifestyle when it comes to our life in general, right? And so when we live our life according to an Islamic perspective, then of course it makes that aspect of our life a little bit easier. Because, you know, as we know, and we've probably thought about this, is that the source of an Islamic lifestyle is the perfect order of the Almighty Allah. And so the perfect order of the Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, the source of existence. Well, the way that Allah has taught us to live a life, and as we're saying, an Islamic lifestyle, that is in accordance with our nature. So, of course, anything that is in accordance with our nature, it will be much easier to implement. Now, when we think about our children, probably the most difficult phase of children is the phase of them becoming a teenager. And as many of us who have children who are teenagers, and many of you out there who have children who are teenagers, you will realize that teenagers are probably some of the most rebellious and, individuals that you can find. Now, you kind of have to take into consideration their age, you know, the different physical and hormonal changes that they're going through, the friends that they are, meeting at school, and the influence that that has upon them. And so, all in all, probably one of the phases of having children in which one has to have the most patience is probably when they reach their teenage years. Welcome back. This is A2Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about, dear friends, this idea that we're going to have to be patient when it comes to our children who reach teenage years. Now, of course, children who reach their teenage years, they are, as we said, considered to be probably the most rebellious kind of individuals that you can find on the planet. I mean, they have something to disagree with on practically everything. But as we had said in some of our programs, we have to realize that children in general, they are a amana, they are a trust from the Almighty Allah, and that they are a gift and a blessing from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not give this blessing to every single person. So with this in mind, our Islamic lifestyle begins to take shape. We tend to cherish these our children when we think about them in this manner. And that, of course, makes it a little bit easier to handle their rebelliousness. In this type of age that we're talking about, we are going to have to be patient with them. And so in this phase, it is really important for us to talk with them. It is important for us to, seek their advice. Whether we will implement it or not is a different story. But we're going to have to talk to them, discuss with them, explain them the different aspects of life, you know, and kind of allow them to voice their concern and allow them to kind of flutter their wings a little bit, if you will, you know. And in this manner, we are going to be able to be a little bit more patient with them, realizing that they are going through a very a whole host of different things and experiences. And I am sure that if we are patient with these children, they will grow up into very strong and powerful and confident Muslims who are also proud of living an Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.